Coming up on this very special 50th episode of Lasers and Lockets, we've got witches, batarangs, demon hunters, ghosts, and so, so very much more. Let's get our party hats on and dance to the theme. Welcome back to the show. I'm Lee, your ever nerdy and always friendly host. I cannot believe we've made it 50 episodes, and I am so excited for tonight. Let's get on with the celebration. 2020 has brought many things and has looked very different to everyone, but I am super grateful for so many things, including the incredible shows and characters that became a part of my life in 2020. Let's do a quick year in review. In the number 5 spot, Nancy Drew. Nancy Drew was a series that surprised me. I loved the characters, I loved the horror and the jump scares, and I'm not a person who generally likes that. I loved the mood and the vibe of the series. It was fun and binge-worthy. And I loved that it leaned into the supernatural in a way the books never did. It was a really fun twist, I think. In the number 4 spot, Batwoman. Kate Kane became a character I fell in love with over the course of a single season of Batwoman. She was the paragon of courage, the brave woman we needed in a world full of scary uncertainty, the person who reminded me that it's best to be ourselves, and sometimes that's all we need to give people, our authentic selves. While a new Batwoman is incoming next season, I am going to miss Ruby Rose as Batwoman. I am excited to see the transition to the new Batwoman, though. In the number 3 spot, Wynonna Earp. Wynonna Earp is not a series that is new this year, but it was over a year between the last season and the most recent season. And only the first half of this season got released. Curse you, pandemic! But the first half of this season was like coming home. I've missed Waverly and Nicole and, of course, Wynonna. But also, Rosita showed up, and that just warmed my heart, too. The series consistently entertains me, but not only entertains, it makes me believe in hope. That good can triumph over evil. And it was a beacon in some of the darkest moments this year. If you're not an ERPer yet, there's always time for you and space for you in the fandom. You've got plenty of time to catch up before the second half of the 4th season is released. In the number 2 spot, Vagrant Queen. This short-lived series is one of the best of the year, I feel. I loved it. I loved the characters, I loved the actors, I loved the cinematography, I loved the humor. I wished it had gone places, but I am still so happy for the lead, Adrienne Rae, and her role on Chicago Fire. In the number 1 spot, my pick for favorite series this year has to go to Motherland Fort Salem. This series was unique, fun, twisty, sexy, and so powerfully women-centric. I cannot wait for season 2. When a series gets me to rewatch it in its entirety within a week, it's definitely something that has captured my heart. Even though I went nowhere for Halloween, I still did a Fort Salem cadet uniform for my costume. It's cosplay quality, so I hope I get to wear it when conventions start again. Oh, I so hope conventions start again. Not because I ever was super big into going to conventions, I'm an introvert and I don't really like crowds of people, but the opportunity for me to actually see people again, my nerddom, dress up as a kid. Oh, it makes me excited. I have hope. The last time that I was that obsessed with a series was Wynonna Earp. And that obsession hasn't ended yet. Did I mention that the cinematography in this series is also second to none? It is so beautifully shot. I believe in the episode that I had dedicated to this show, that I talked about how sometimes I had to go back and rewatch a scene because I was too just enthralled with the cinematography. It's so beautifully shot. I wanted to mention a couple of honorable mentions, if you will. Legends of Tomorrow is the first one. I love my quirky, weird family that is the Legends. The storylines were quite fun this season, and I cannot wait to figure out what in the hell has happened to Sarah Lance next season. She's been abducted, and I am very concerned. The second honorable mention is The Mandalorian. This was the sleeper series for me this year. The child, aka Baby Yoda, is the hero the world needed in 2020, and I am so glad that he exists. This series is so much fun, and it really renewed my love of Star Wars. While a female presence was not massive in the first season, the second season has been incredible. No spoilers, but so, so much awesome. I fell in love with Star Wars again, like I mentioned, and I cannot wait for more. We will have a Mandalorian episode on the next season of Lasers and Lockets. All right, let's move along to the character of the year. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the character who changed my life the most this year in 2020. There were so many incredible ones, but I had to narrow it down to one I kept coming back to over and over again. One I spent a metric butt ton, that's a very scientific measurement, of time thinking about and considering. And that character is... that was my drum roll. Alita from Vagrant Queen. Alita, played by Adrienne Rey, was a character who stood out to me above all others this year. She was the perfect marriage of strength, vulnerability, humor, all mixed into one kick-ass package. It's characters like hers that paved the way for more and more strong women of color being celebrated in these genres, and I am so grateful I got the opportunity to fall in love with a character like hers, even if it was short-lived. I had a couple of honorable mentions, of course. I have to mention Scylla Ramshorn from Motherland Fort Salem. This character was messy and complex and well-acted. She demonstrated that love can change you for the better, and I cannot wait to see her return in season 2. My other mention is Bo-Katan from The Mandalorian. She stepped into my life in all her live-action glory. The astute among you and Star Wars fans will know that she was a cartoon character before. She comes awfully close to dethroning my current favorite, Jyn Erso from Rogue One. But I have always adored Katie Sackhoff, and pretty much any character she touches ends up being gold. And this is no different. Again, it renewed my love in Star Wars, and that's a big thing for me to do because Star Trek has always been my number one thing, and Star Wars second. Don't come at me. But this has really renewed my love of Star Wars. What were your top series this year? What was your favorite character? I cannot wait to hear your answers. Tweet them to us at LasersLockets, or join the conversation over on our Discord. The link is in the show notes. Now, I have got a couple of bits of exciting news to share with you, and I cannot wait any longer. All right. First, I have created a Lasers and Lockets Twitch channel. Starting next season of Lasers and Lockets, we'll be filming one episode a month live on Twitch, so I get an opportunity to interact with all of you live. We'll also be occasionally playing games and doing our Lasers and Lockets book club live on Twitch too. You can find the link to the Twitch channel in the show notes and on our website, lasersandlocketspod.com. Next announcement, I am so excited to announce that our next book club book is going to be Ready Player 2, the sequel to one of my favorite books of all time, Ready Player 1. As a reminder, we have a Lasers and Lockets book club Goodreads group, so you can join that and chat about the book. But when it comes time for the live book club event, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, we're going to do that on Twitch so that we can interact together. Ready Player 2 came out November 25th, so just in time for a little bit of additional holiday reading here. And I have also made a special book club portion of our website to track our books. If you haven't read Ready Player 1 yet, there is going to be plenty of time. We won't be hosting the book club until early 2021, probably around February or March. So you've got a few months to read. Get going. And that's it for our final show of 2020. I wanted to take a moment to thank you all for your support and enthusiasm in 2020. All I wanted to do this year was provide some entertainment in the midst of everything going on and share my love of all things sci-fi and fantasy with you, my nerdy family. In spite of everything, you made 2020 a good year for me. Here's to even more nerdy awesomeness in 2021. See you early next year with an awesome new season of Lasers and Lockets. I am so excited for you all to hear what comes next. Until 2021, don't forget to lock down your spaceship, be kind to your helper robots, fight your demons, don't eat Jolene's cookies, really don't eat any of her baking, and don't miss morning inspection at Fort Salem. Get your nerd on, be safe, and be awesome. All right.